Yeah, honestly, I think this is one of those drafts where you got to go best player available. Like I said, I think the top of this draft is so freaking good that it's almost like you can't pass up a guy, even if he's at a position that you don't necessarily need. As actually, you know, one of the strongest positions in this draft is wide receiver. You could always use receivers, honestly.
Yes.
Like, it's very rare that you could look at a team and say, oh, they definitely don't need a receiver. Like, if this is a really good player, like, you're going to want to add him to your receiving corps because you need to be 3, 4, 5 receivers deep nowadays in today's NFL. And then also offensive tackle, I think, is another loaded position in this draft as well. I think those two positions, we're going to see them fly off the board. And like I said, it's pretty rare also for a team to have two stud offensive tackles. So you could see a lot of teams not really reach for a need in this draft, but also just say, hey, this guy's way too good on the board. We have to take him. So I think that's the way I would run a team, honestly, is fill your needs through free agency and then draft the best player available in the NFL draft. Of course, it's not always going to work out perfectly that way. But I do think in such a loaded draft this year, I think you're going to see a lot of teams just take best players, even if they're not necessarily in need on their board.